What is up, my dudes? This is episode unlucky number 13 of Anything and Everything, and I'm going to talk about addiction. Now, if you guys watched, or sorry, listen, you're not watching a podcast, I'm fucking retarded. I talked about drugs, so I had four parts. I can't fucking talk. I already talked about drugs, but I did not talk about addiction itself. Addiction is a scary fucking thing. Addiction can ruin you, and the only reason that I'm thinking about addiction is because I recently have been, so over the past few days, I've been smoking cigarettes, and I feel really fucking guilty about it. I feel dumb. Why am I even doing this? I absolutely hate it. I'm a bodybuilder. I'm trying to be healthy and be fit. And before I quit 2 years ago, I had actually been smoking for 10 years previously, off and on, since I was 12 years old. So I kind of hate it. I hate myself for doing that. But that's why I want to talk about addiction. And also another thing too, I've been drinking a lot. And I really don't know what to make of this drinking. It's fun. I get to hang out with friends. I've been making connections with people that I feel are very genuine, even though it is under the influence. But I like it. I like being drunk, and I think that I'm going to make alcohol a more prevalent part of my life, as fucked up as that sounds. But, again, I've had a stick up my ass for so long, and I want to have some fun, goddammit. And drinking has been fun for me, but I think also having people in your life that kind of ruin that for you can, you know, ruin that for you. Ruin your view of alcohol. Ruin the view of things that are fun. Now, but what constitutes addiction, though? So, if you look at addiction, it's not being able to function without something. That's what I think it is. So you could be addicted to your girlfriend. You could be addicted to porn. You could be addicted to drugs. You can be addicted to caffeine. You could be addicted to the gym. You know, I am so addicted to the gym. I could not go a week without going to the gym. I really couldn't. And I guess you could say that I'm still addicted to nicotine because it's like I never stop smoking. I fucking hate it. I used to be addicted to drugs. I've definitely been addicted to girlfriends. You know, even though it's so toxic for you, you just can't help but getting that satisfying feeling, almost bittersweet. You know, I'm not at work right now. What? It's almost bittersweet, you know, it's like, oh, it's such a good feeling to have what you've always wanted, but then you feel like a piece of shit because you know you're not supposed to be having it, like a toxic relationship, like you feel guilty because, oh, here it is, back through the old habits and stuff, even though I don't like this person, or, and I think also addiction itself, it seems like an inherently negative word, so I think that addiction really should only apply to things that are unhealthy for you or not good for your mental well-being, physical well-being, that sort of thing. I really don't know what to make of this. What to make of this smoking thing? I have been feeling like these past couple of months has almost been like a giant test for me. Like the universe is telling me things and guiding me things and throwing things in front of my face to see if I bite, you know. I guess my view of the universe is like what other people call God, but you know, I don't really believe in God. I believe in the universe and the ways of the universe. And I almost think that the universe is trying to make me differentiate between opportunity and temptation. And I think I failed on this one and gave in to temptation. Yeah. All right, well, that's it for this one. Thank you guys for listening to it.